It is 6:33, and today is May 19th, 2021, of the Library Board of Directors meeting.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Can you hear us?
All set. Okay, everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, to the Republic of America, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Barbie, roll call, please.
Signoli.
Here.
Ms. Gleason.
Here.
Ms. Ciccarelli.
Here.
Ms. Stanky.
Here.
Ms. Barry, here. Mr. Foley.
He's here someplace.
Here.
And that's it. The others are absent with notice.
Right, the other absent. Any additions or deletions to the agenda? May I have a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make the motion.
And okay, second by?
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, public portion. Public portion is now open. We're welcoming Skiles Cummings and I believe her parents, okay,
Hi.
to this meeting.
Hi,
everybody. I'm Dorothy Gleason, the chairperson of the Board of Directors here at the library, and we're very pleased to award you the recipient, the $500 scholarship. Your essay was amazing. We liked it with your description of the library and how you felt and things like this. We wish you the best in the future, and hopefully that someday you might be able to stop in the library and see you in person instead of by Zoom. Does any board member want to say anything?
Lots of love to you, Sky.
Okay.
Where are you going, Sky, and what are you pursuing?
In the fall, I'm going to be going to the University of Connecticut, majoring in English.
Right.
Good luck.
We can understand that with the essay that you wrote. Yes. Do you have anything? Can you give us a little background on yourself, please?
Yeah, my family and I moved here to Derby when I was two, and we've been going to the library ever since. My mom got us our first library cards when we were very young, and I talked in my essay. It's always seemed like a castle full of fairy tales, and you can live a thousand lives in all the books. And as you get older, it becomes a sanctuary for pursuing academics and just getting a quiet place. And that's why I'm so, so thankful to receive this scholarship. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Just remember, you're going to need that library a lot at college.
Yeah.
Nicole, what's she going to do? Stop in at some time?
Actually,
mail it.
Mm-hmm. I've actually, I sent the check already to her.
Oh, okay.
She got there okay. Also, Scott, what's going to happen is we have a plaque in the teen area here, and every recipient goes on the plaque, so I will be making sure. So definitely come in after pandemic, and when you need a break, and see your name on the plaque.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was a great essay. We wish you the best in the future. We're going to go on with the rest of our meeting, and I'm sure you do not want to listen to that. And so hopefully we'll see you sometime in the future. Best wishes.
Congratulations.
And
congratulations, Scott.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. You guys. All right. Take care. You can sign off. All right.
I lost Dan. He's coming back. I don't know what happened. Hold on.
She left with Sky.
No, Dan's coming back. Are you there yet? Unmute. There we go.
Hi, Dan. Back, Dan.
Okay.
Okay. You all set?
I think you're here. Yep, we're here.
You took Sky off?
Sky has left, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving on. Approval of the April 21st meeting. A motion to accept.
Actually, I have an edit.
Okay.
Under item number 6B, Sky does not have an E at the end of her name. So both E's need to be stricken.
Okay. I can find it. Yeah. I thought I made copies of it.
Oh, maybe you did. I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm sorry.
No, that I've had more confusion with this
How come I don't have that one here?
I have Sky with an E on it.
Yeah, okay. I know I did it with an E, but I don't know where I put my copy.
All right. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes with the change in the spelling of Sky's name?
I will.
Joanne, second?
Second.
I'll second. Dan.
Who's that?
Dan.
Dan.
Dan. All right. Thank you. Okay. Moving on. All business. Carol's not here.
You have to do all in, Madam Chair, all in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks.
All in favor?
All in favor. All right. Okay. Moving on. Carol's not here because tonight is her husband's birthday and they're out celebrating someplace. Mm-hmm. But she did send some minutes and did send some notes. Did everybody get the notes that Carol sent out?
Yes.
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 You have any questions, anything there? I mean, we're not going to decide on anything, but.
I didn't get them.
They were sent out right before dinner. 4:56.
Well, I sent them to you before dinner, but I sent them out before that.
Oh, so okay.
Just to make sure.
On Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, I've
had them for a couple days.
I'll have to go back and look.
Okay. All right. Well, the main thing, the minutes, you know, from what she has sent, there's three main things that we have to consider. It's basically the length of the celebration, the cost of the celebration, and where to have it. Now, Donna sent me some notes, and she said she's in favor of a month-long celebration with something once a week, and that's it. Okay? We don't have to decide on that tonight because, you know, unless you feel you want to, but not everybody's here, and Carol's on the committee. Joanne couldn't make the committee the last meeting, and you're on the committee, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And Carol Madam Chair, Carol was kind of voted the de facto chair of that subcommittee.
Yeah.
So I don't know what
does she know that, Nicole?
Oh yeah, we all voted right in front of her.
Okay.
Right.
So those are the main concerns that there seem to be in the minutes and things. I mean, other things that she had suggested though too. But I mean, it's the, you know, and of course the cost is going to be a big factor. Where the money is going to come from, and you know where are we going to have it, and the length of it. You know. So I mean, does anybody have any idea? Any comments? Or I mean, we've got.
Well, I feel we should have everything at the library because this is what we're celebrating.
Okay.
Where I my feeling is at the library.
I agree with that.
Okay, but the thing is, at the library, what if we have a large group? What are we going to do with them? Where are we going to put them? And if, what about the weather? You know, I mean, outside, I mean, the last time we had a large group was what, for Jamie's mother and Ann, for Charlie?
Yeah.
We met in the lobby, correct?
Right.
We met in the lobby and we had
enough room. Everybody wandered around. The main speaking, everything was in the lobby and downstairs.
Right. I mean, it depends on how many people we're going to have. I don't want to sound negative, but I'm not sure we're going to have a lot from the community there. You know, I think we're going to have hopefully all the members of the board, you know, maybe a few dignitaries and things like this, or maybe past directors or mayors or something like this. I don't know how anybody else feels. I just don't visualize 100 people because where would we put them? You know?
And you're not going to have them all at once, Dorothy, if you're going to have it for a month long. But the one big where you'll have all the dignitaries, that you could always use upstairs.
It only holds 80.
How many?
Its fire code is 80. And if you put tables and chairs and food, goes right down.
Oh, okay.
So so there's a couple things. So you're right. What month?
Yeah.
What month? How long? Is it the month? Is it the whole year? How many events? So you need to figure out seasonal, what that looks like. And if you are looking to pay for it, is it going to be a everyone buys a table and you have an event type of thing? I don't know. Do you have a picnic? And then therefore you do have outreach and you are inviting our neighbors into it. You know, who's going to, you know, which is the philosophy on that? Is it a formal event? Is it not a formal event? If it's not a formal event, do we want to have it on the yards and invite our neighbors? I don't know. No, you know what I mean? That type of thing.
Basically, and Nicole, should we decide what we're going to have before we can decide how long mm-hmm. and where and
yep, perhaps. But that's kind of like, we were kind of like figuring out, you know, what does the board think? You know, are they looking at a particular season? Are they looking, do they have something that they're dead set that is the best thing they ever thought of and they want us to consider it?
Well, it was dedicated when? February? What month?
Yeah.
February. So, and June is Harcourt's birthday, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be nice to coincide everything with the birthday because, you know, it's Harcourt Wood Library, you know, technically, correct?
I think it's a safer date too, Dot, because yeah. of weather and so forth.
Yeah, you know, February would be, you know, maybe who knows what we would be fighting.
Question mark. I got the picnic in February.
Yeah. Well, we could. It is called global warming.
So you
these are things to think about. I don't think we need to make a decision tonight. That's my mm-hmm. opinion. But I no. want you to think about it, you know, and I am going to make the assumption, and if I'm wrong, let me know that you're going to meet maybe once or twice over the summer because we don't meet as a board over the summer.
Yes.
I don't know and who you are.
And I know, I think we were going to talk about that too. Should we plan? No. I think one of the things we also talked about, do we want to meet? Do we want to kick off? Do we want to meditate over? Do we as a subcommittee want to meditate over? I can't remember what we said. If we wanted to think about it over the summer and then kick off again in September, or if we wanted to meet. Is that what we said, Ann?
Ann, Joanne, you're on the committee. What would you like?
Well, I thought Nicole was thinking about what they spoke about when they met.
Well, we now know what different ideas have been thrown out, so we can digest them in the 2 months, and then when we start up again in September, we'll probably have more definite ideas.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay.
The rest of you? Everybody yeah. else?
Yeah.
Don't think about it. See, you've got the notes from Carol. Go over the things in case there's something else that you want to look at. You know, and like I said, you have to take into consideration the cost and, you know, the location. And another thing that Nicole mentioned, whether it's going to be formal or informal. Honestly, I think you would get more people if it's informal. You know,
I agree. You might show up.
Not that I would come in my jeans, but I have dress jeans, though. You know, so,
but
it's something to consider. And like we said, the cost. If we're going to have food, you know, we got to think about upstairs in the meeting room. So, you know, there are a number of things to consider. All right, so we're going to digest. All right, hold on for a minute. I have to rescue Molly from a bug. The rest of you talk.
We'll talk amongst ourselves. Well, okay, I just put her on mute.
Everybody think about it and you can get back to Carol or anybody on the committee or Nicole with your ideas and we can have it at our meeting and digest everything.
Definitely. I would say
now,
if you have it for a month, would it be one day every week?
That's the best idea, I think.
Yes.
You know, so you have different things planned for four times.
Yeah. And it can be designated for different times of the week, a weekend or a weekday or night, whatever. Everybody hand in their ideas to the committee.
And I'm going to volunteer Carol. You can hand them in to Carol.
Yes.
Okay. Because she was quite passionate. She wanted to be sure that we are involving the children, making sure children are part of it.
Right.
Making sure that, you know, she would, I think that's her focus in life too, children. So she just want to be sure that what we do, we just don't think of, oh, it's just the adults coming. No, make sure that if we have one of the four events or how many of we have, make sure it's geared for children or make it all family, you know, kind of what we said formal, informal, that type of thing.
They're the future of the library.
They are the future.
Mm-hmm.
I muted you, Dorothy, so that you have to unmute. There you go, my friend.
Okay.
So that's what we wanted to share, let you know that we did actually meet and that we've been noodling, and if you could help us noodle too, we would appreciate it. And I would appreciate if you have any ideas of what you've done in the past for other events, if you could let Carol know that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move right along because I'm going to go right down the old business, a couple things. I know we always put the director report on new business, but it's kind of hard to talk about old business without my director's report. So kind of mush them together. What's been going on? Couple of things. We talked, I just want to read to you. One of my first things on my report is correspondence and media coverage. Based on the governor's first announcement about masks, on Friday, May 14th, the president of the Connecticut Library Association wrote a note to the governor, and I'll just read it to you. On May 13th, the Connecticut Library Association was surprised by the CDC's, and soon thereafter, Governor Lamont's, change to the indoor masking regulations. Effective May 19th, fully vaccinated individuals in Connecticut, with a few exceptions, will no longer be required to wear face coverings indoors. This obviously poses a significant challenge for library workers, as we cannot violate health information privacy laws to verify patrons' and employees' personal information. As such, with half of Connecticut residents at that time still not fully vaccinated, I request that the state of Connecticut continue to wear required masks in libraries until June 1st, at which time the impact of the new masking guidelines can be reassessed. I also remind readers how the governor made it clear that businesses, including libraries, can still require masking and other measures, even if the state mandate is lifted. Please continue to work with your local leaders and health officials for an approach that best works for your community. It's my hope that municipalities and boards will support libraries which elect to maintain the mask requirement. His note to the governor was, Connecticut libraries employ over 4,000 workers in normal times. We host 18 million in-person visits annually. We're afforded a separate sector in the opening guidelines, and we remain freely open to all. Libraries are highly accountable, being publicly or tuition-funded entities. As recently as this week, the governor publicly affirmed that indoor masking would continue. To expect hundreds of libraries to enact the most dramatic change to our safe operation in the past year, with less than a week's notice, it will greatly burden our efforts, to say nothing of exposing staff and their families to the continuing threat of COVID and its variants. Enforcement is effectively impossible. Children, the least vaccinated of our service demographic, will especially be at risk in libraries, although they still will be required to mask in schools. To Governor Lamont, the Department of Economic and Community Development, DECD, and the Department of Public Health, please consider the above and amend the 13th announcement before May 19th guidelines take effect. Respectively, Tom Pizzo, the president of the Connecticut Library Association. There, it came out today. I'm on the Governor Lamont's, the governor's distribution list. So there came actually very nice talking points, almost like flyers, like the CDDC puts together. Here's what you have to do, and here's why. We're making this suggestion. So it's a lot clearer. Just so you all know, we are requiring masks in the library all the time. So we're continuing that. We'll reassess it as of earlier this week. The last time I looked on the governor's map, Derby is still red. So we're red. And we just can't risk it at this juncture, especially with children, when we open with children. So it's just too crazy right now. So we're going to require masks. So that is what happened there. That is pretty important for you guys. The other thing on item number two, incidents. At the time, I'd like to amend that, none to report. We have had this week Is today Wednesday? When did I come to work?
Yes.
When did it happen? The 17th, which was Monday morning when I came to work. Okay, so with in 1 week, we've had 3 incidents on the building. A few days before this, it was somebody threw a can of soda pop at the building on the ramp side. On Saturday morning, our Saturday custodian came through and somebody threw a glass bottle. He had to clean that up. And I came in at 8 o'clock on the 17th, and I had to clean up glass bottles. I did report it to the police. Just vandalism. I don't know. We're on record.
No damage done, right? No damage?
No damage. I wasn't cut, but I made sure I got out there right away to sweep it all up, and I had the custodians. Can you just make sure I got it all? So, yeah, no damage. It's on the granite, of course. So that's what's going on.
All right.
Yeah. Item number 4 in my report is the under grants, as you requested. The ALA COVID Library Relief Fund announced April 9th. That's closed. And the reason I am not applying for it, you are required to prove that you did lose 5% of your budget. However, when you get an Everybody Learns grant, that increased your operating budget. So even if I lost 5, I got money, so I don't qualify. Okay. So we're not doing that. One less grant. We are in the process of getting the ARP, American Recovery Act money. That $3,000, I've already got information on plexiglass. I'm waiting for how much it's going to cost to touchless all the rest of the bathrooms. Restrooms, I should say. We're going to do that. And with $3,000 doesn't go far, so I'll probably do more PPEs. I can't do anything glamorous. Sorry, guys. I was thinking pop-up libraries. I was thinking all kinds of stuff. We're still considering a pop-up library on the Riverwalk and one in the gazebo if I get permission from the Board of Aldermen. But we've got a lot of things we're thinking about. But
what's okay. A pop-up library?
Just like it sounds. You just run down there. Oh, it's a beautiful day, like a day today. Sue said, yeah, a day like today. Put it on social media. Send out a blast. Meet us with a chair on the gazebo. Or having story times.
Oh, okay.
And then also in more of a formal way, having a table. You know, and then maybe piggyback after story time's done, you know, coloring, have all the information about the library, sign up people for cards, so things like that.
Nice.
Okay,
that's good.
What else? I've done nothing on the grants. Been a little busy on the other grants. Item number F under grants. Let's talk about that. I am working on some. I did actually do one grant. I did have a person come in to look at the window above the portico. Remember, we had all that work done, and the window was the last thing. The Neighborhood Assistance Award that we received in 2018. I just want the window done so that we can eat it. When we come back, we can eat our lunch without freezing and the water doesn't come in from the north side of the building. So it gives you an idea of what everything that's going to be done there on that window. Right now it would be $1,450 out of the $9,158.10 grant monies. I would have to talk to Avagrid and UI and the city to clarify and confirm I could move forward. But if I get approval, I just want to be sure you're okay with what I am proposing to do with that money.
Absolutely.
All right, so I have a motion to let it go, to approve that.
I'll move.
Motion.
And second?
I will. Joanne.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, somebody else besides Ann and Joanne. All right, let's move on.
No, next one.
Okay. Treasure reports, that's okay. Savings, Miss Ciccarelli, I am not blowing you off. I swear.
I went to Liberty Bank again today after Friday, and I apologize for my lack of knowledge with all this, and they've assured me again that I cannot do anything with the account because I don't have the account numbers or anything. So My part is done. The rest is you, Miss.
I know. She's a loser. I just not moving fast enough. I will work about it.
Well, you know, it's fine. Just so long as, you know, I'm not the one holding it up.
No, I know. It's me. And I saw the email. I'm like, I just can't get there.
As I said,
maybe, you know what? And maybe, like we had said, maybe we do go together. But I have to look at my calendar.
As I said, Nicole, I'm not trying, you know, to avoid this, and I am not minimizing my lack of technique with technology. It just doesn't exist. So
that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Right, that's fine. And we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Nicole will. It's your baby now, hon.
The next thing I printed out the budget for you guys. You're going to see that we have a lot of money in certain things and a lot of money and no money in other things. So I wanted you to have the budget. I also shared with you in the packet, and I'm going to see if I can share, my request to move some money and to do things because I have asked the finance department to clarify and confirm my math, because we all want to be sure about our math, to be sure about what is going on. I projected out, I was just working on numbers to see what I could move. If in fact, right now, it looks like I don't have enough to pay the part-time assistants, and I don't know how that's possible, but I didn't have a lot of overtime and a lot of extra hours, so he's got to check my work on that. But irregardless, what I'd like to do is go down what's on the screen, if you can see it with me, or follow along on your handout. Number one, the custodian line, 5500110013. So as of May 12th, we had this in the kitty. They are paid in arrears. So if we estimate, let's just say 10 weeks to go, I average, let's say $1,000 a week for them. So then if I pay them, I would want from you to be, I would be able to pay them and there'd be money left over. I would ask for you on what looks like line 7, which is right here, to ask your approval to go ahead and transfer from 110113.
Oh yeah, my phone was off because
to transfer from 011 to 113 to 5500110014 part-time assistance, $5,000. We should have enough money on that to be able to move it over and give us a cushioning just in case we have overtime or anything else that happens with the custodians. And then I will take your motion and bring it to the finance director tomorrow and say, you know, this was approved. Can you move? I don't know when this will happen. They had two meetings. They had a meeting yesterday and a meeting Monday. I don't know if they're going to meet again. Depending on when funds are coming from state government or if we have to ask them to meet earlier to approve this or something else.
All right, so we need a motion to allow Nicole to transfer funds.
I'll make the motion, to transfer funds.
So we're moving.
I'll second. Can I second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Just one question, Nicole. Will that be enough to cover the $5,000? Will that be enough to cover for the part-time assistance?
No, we got to give them more. Wait, there's more.
Oh, okay.
Wait, there's more.
Let's go down a little bit on that. Let's talk about that now here, Dan. I only did it by line item because it's the only way I could do it.
Oh, okay.
So here's a part-time assistance line item. 550011001114. So again, according to the May 8th budget line that I had that I was working from, again in arrears, I'm assuming 10 weeks to go. If we have extra hours or anything, let's using $2,900 I spend out of the kitty every week for them. It's $29,000. So I am short. So I asked you right here, which was approved, the $5,000 from the custodians. What I'm looking for again, and we moved last month with your approval from $1,000 in extra coverage hours. And let me just run down here to show you, I don't want to get you seasick, but right now on extra coverage hours, we moved 4,000 in May to bring the net to 3,700 and change. If we average about $100 a week, $100 a week in extra coverage hours times 10 is $1,000 still. And so that would still give us, if we move $1,000 on over to the custodians, that gives us a cushion just in case somebody gets sick or something and I need to get somebody to work. So I'm asking again to the board of directors to transfer from 110-0116 to 550-0110-0114, part-time assistance of $1,000.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
Nope.
All right. Should I have a motion?
I'll make the motion. Norm.
Second?
I'll second.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Got it, Barbie?
Yep.
Okay. Aye.
The next thing, let me just look on this one. So that was approved. The next thing here is 5515. Let's go five. Dues. Okay, so dues. We did not spend a lot of dues. We didn't have a lot of meetings. I think I was expecting a little bit more happening with my staff and joining with outreach. It did not happen. So as of May 11th, we had $700 and change. We closed a PO. So I am looking to bringing to the estimated balance. We had an encumbrance that was short, $52.12. I closed a particular PO that I thought I was going to need. We never paid it. So that's $500 back into 150-0150. So that brings a total to, how did I do this? 512. Did I do that wrong?
That looks off. Yeah.
What did I do?
I don't understand that.
The 700 and the 500 would come up to over 1,200 right there.
Did I do that wrong? I did that wrong. Yep, that didn't work right, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
Let's go here. What did I do wrong? What did I tell you?
714.12, right?
Right.
Minus 5 is 2, 14, 12.
The closing should have been 600 and
12.
$62.
Where is some? Do they not do some on this? Oh, for crying out loud.
162.
So it'd be where, 162 here? That's it right there, right? Anticipated total as of June 30th would be 162.
162, yeah.
Okay, well, I did do it right, okay. Woo-wee!
You didn't put the 12 cents in, that's all.
Okay, that's what, or maybe it rounded down or something, that's what it was, okay.
Yeah.
So then what I'm looking for is from dues, your approval, to move this $162 or whatever is really going to be left, because I don't need it at all, whatever's left, into the part-time assistance line 110-0114.
Sounds okay. Good.
We're all set with the amount now? We're all correct?
162 or.
Yep.
The remaining.
Yeah.
Are you checking my math, Norm?
No.
I look at you, I'm like, better get Andrew in here. Any questions on that?
Yeah.
We need to move.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll move, Joanne.
Okay, second?
Second, Dan.
Who second?
Dan.
Thank you. All right. Barbie, you have that one?
Barbie, all in favor.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Any more, Nicole?
I got more. Did everybody approve? Did you get a total vote?
Yeah.
All in favor, yeah.
Aye.
By the way, even though Donna's not here, she agreed with whatever we were doing.
Okay.
But I can't count her because she's not here.
Can't count her. Okay. Staff development, again, I thought we were going to go more places, but we did not. I am looking for, because I, when you do the math here, I have a couple things that we've done for Connecticut Library Association. I have a couple POs that I'm closing that are going to offset that. And as of May 31st, I expect $521.55 in that account. I don't need it. I'm not paying any more dues because everything's really shut down. So what I'm looking for is the board to approve a transfer from line item 550-150-0155, which is staff development. It didn't go anywhere. To 550-110-0114 part-time assistance. Or actually, and I'm asking for the what it may be that or maybe a little bit more or the remaining balance.
All right with me. Motion?
Okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay with me too.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Dan made the motion. Barbara, Dan made the motion.
Ian seconded.
Yep.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Wait, you're not done. adult programs, we have a lot of things that are coming down the pike. I have enough money to pay them, like a makerspace, a couple lectures, a couple programs, that's all done. After everything is done right now, I have $156.08. I'm not going to be able to book anything to use that. I'd rather use that to pay my people. So again, whatever is left in adult programs, 550-170-0170. I'd like approval to move that to line item 550-110-0114, part-time assistance. 156.08 or remaining balance.
I understand why you haven't gotten back to me. You're totally excused.
I just want to be sure everybody gets paid.
Okay, can we have a motion on that one?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Dan and Norm. Okay, got Ian and Norm.
Yep.
Ian and Norm on that one, and everybody's okay?
Aye.
All right.
Okay.
All right, next. Equipment. Again, we had about $4,000 left. I'm not going to ask for this yet. And I'll tell you why, because I think I'm going to wait on this until I know that we're working on a couple different things. We have a lot of technology grants coming down the pike. And in the technology grant, some of them are going to be paid for. What I'm asking in equipment is like self-checkout machines, other things like that that I'm looking at. And I want to see if, do I need it? Do I need it? Do I really need it? Hold on. Do I really need it? Yeah, I really need it. So, no, I'm going to ask from here, from equipment, based on what I am projecting. I thought maybe I could get around it, but I can't. Equipment, which is 550-180-0180. With my projections of what I think is going to be left, I think I'm going to have about $790.72 left if I do what I think I want to do and I can get that money done. But I only need about 400 of that just as a cushion to go back to be transferred to 550-110-0114 to part-time assistance. So it's only $400 of that $790.72.
You sure you're okay with that?
I think I can. I also have a couple other, with the grant line money, I have a grant line money that I have to tap into as well that I can use as a backup plan.
Okay. You have a motion for that one?
I'll move, Joanne.
Second?
I'll second. Norm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And you thought we were going to be doing this next month. Nah, I realize I need a month now. Miscellaneous, I actually asked a lot of money because I thought I was going to have a couple people. Well, we did have an opening in the custodian position, and I thought we were going to have to do, me and the library were going to have to do all the postings and the newspaper things. They actually streamlined it at City Hall, so the things I was projecting, they never came to fruition.
Oh.
So, which is good. But that leaves us some money that I can now move over to pay the part-time. So right now, miscellaneous 550-270-0270. As of May 11th, we had about $2,027.09 in the line item. Paying for the newsletter. We are working again with another mailer with the Derby Neck. We just proofed it, so it's going to go out to all Derby residents. It's very cute to get ready for summer reading. So we're going to share that cost. With everything going to be done, I anticipate to have 1199.09 left over as of June 1st. What I'd like to do is move 1,000 of that right now from 5500-270-0270 miscellaneous to line item 5500-110-0114 part-time assistance.
Okay, I got it. Motion?
I'll make the motion, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second?
Joanne will.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
You're welcome.
Good job, Nicole.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and do you want to break the news to them? We may need to do it again. In a couple of weeks, I may ask Dorothy to pull an emergency financial meeting because I want to be sure that we pay everyone, that everything's done, that everything is in the right buckets. Because although we have a lot of grant money coming down the pike, there's certain things that I may want to move in different areas. So you may get an emergency request from Dorothy from me.
Okay. No. Well, we'll see what happens.
See what happens. Thank you very much, everyone.
Oh, you're welcome.
Talking about budgets, talking about money. I've never heard back on the capital plan. I have not done anything on the capital plan because I told them that I didn't need the capital plan. So I'm going to close that. The 2021-22 capital plan, I don't know where we are on that. I haven't seen anything come through on that. But just so that you know, last night it was sealed that the 2021-2022 budget was approved. It was approved on the 11th at one of the board meetings, and then last night they had the secondary meeting last night. So that was done. So that's good. What else was the ticket makes there? La, 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 la. We did the 120th celebration. I just had to put things. I remember what I'm doing. Oh, so based on what I just said about having an emergency meeting, so I'd like to just to talk about my director's report on buildings and system building and maintenance and repairs. This is where a lot of the stuff is going to happen. A lot of movement. If I have any money left over, it's going to go into this particular line item from any other place on the budget. We moved the 4,000 last month. However, I had this emergency repair. I have yet to order it because I'm still like making sure I have enough money in the pot. But it's for what happens with the sprinkler. When they did the sprinkler system, there is a hole, but it's honestly, it's only this big, a drainage hole. So they can't test the sprinkler. They can't put it on full force. Otherwise, it flooded the whole library because it's only this big. So what they have to do, they have to go through the roof. They have to go through the wall. I don't know if we had shared this with you, through the wall, out the side where the HVACs are, and so that they can test the sprinkler properly. Word violation. So it's a violation thing, but I'm like, I just asked for 4,000, but that was an emergency. So I may or may not have enough funds. I am asking for discussion to go ahead and order this repair, and then with the knowledge that I may be coming back 2 weeks to Dorothy, asking her to ask you for more money to be moved from somewhere.
It needs to be done.
Yeah.
Crazy. All righty. So I am going to go. I'm going to go ahead and order that and get that started. Exterior maintenance. Yes, I just had my second estimate on concrete work come in, waiting for that. I'm getting done. I have the front door done. I'm getting paint jobs estimates all over there. I am not going to probably do the paint jobs of the wood door until July 1st, but I just wanted to let you know what was happening, trying to spruce up, kind of get ready for the 120th party. And things that just need to be spruced up at this point. So I just wanted to let you know that we are looking at exterior maintenance for the Elizabeth Street book drop. The provider's going to scrape the door, put everything there. That work for that particular area is $1,475. The frontward door we already talked about. The Elizabeth Street entrance ramps, the handicap ramp, and the sidewalk repair. I have one estimate coming in for a charter. I have to get at least one more, if not two. And I just had somebody come out today. And Dan, to your point, it's the stairs, it's the ramp, it's the apron out the door, it's the whole line around, and it's all the other sidewalks in front of the portico, in front of the millstone. It's everywhere, just to be sure. There's a lot of, between frost and just, I don't know when the last time they've been done. There's a lot of
upheavals.
Yeah, and trip hazards. You know, it's just going to be ugly one day. And so they're looking at that. And that's kind of, I need two additional quotes. I doubt that I will be able to do any of this June 30th. It'll probably come back to you for the July 1, and we'll figure out what we have to do. If I need to get a grant, I don't know what we'll have to do. But I just want to warn you that it's coming.
I just hope that the estimates that you're getting are none from the same people that did the post office as many times as they've done the post office steps, because that's the band-aids have not worked. I mean, so many times.
I will tell you that a lot of it is not band-aid. We're actually, because of frost heaving and because it's really cut up, that they actually have to, they may cut some of them. You know how like concrete is in big squares. They may do half of that, cut that, because it's, the other half is fine. Let me just, instead of one huge square, it's two squares clean. Some of them, they just have to pull them, take them up and put them right back down again. And unfortunately, because if you do, if you, you know, with the frost, then you have even more trip hazard. So it kind of makes it,
yeah,
makes it longer. Yeah, and it's funny, you know, we were talking today with a contractor, and I said, you know, we're on the backside of Caroline Street. I said, well, nothing's out here because it's the east side. No rain, no snow, no salt, no sun, no pestilence. So nothing, it doesn't get the type of wear.
Right.
The other side does. So just interesting. That kind of what's going on here. I've changed some of the, if you had put this on your wall, I've changed some of the dates, just so you know. Another thing in the packet, I don't know if you have been aware of this with your other organizations. Many organizations are being asked to create a diversity, equity, and inclusion statement. Not-for-profits need it. It is part of the grant process. I have not seen it come up in any of the applications I'm working on right now, but I thought we should get ahead of the curve. So I don't know if you had a chance to read it, if there were any typos, or if there's anything you would rather say, rework it. If you have one in your organization that you think is a better way to write it, if you want to think about that.
I think it's well written. It includes the terms that have to be with inclusion, with when you have them all there with race, ethnicity, social, et cetera, you know, those terms have to be mentioned, and you have them mentioned, and then you go on to how you're going to cover all those things. I think it's well written. Anybody else?
I didn't write it. Just so you know, library world, we don't write it. If somebody has a really good idea, we borrow.
Yeah. And I know another organization that may borrow.
They can borrow. Because, you know, after a while, you're like, I can't think in English. Some days I can't think in math, and I can't think in English. So if somebody has a really nice way, we're like, can I just use yours? Yes.
Don't reinvent the wheel. Somebody did it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why, you know, you've got training there. You're asking the staff to take a part in stuff like this. You're reaching out to the community. I think it covers what needs to be covered for your title there, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But that's me.
Yeah, I think it's all encompassing.
Do you feel comfortable enough to vote on this tonight to accept it, since we had it before? Or
I do.
Yeah, I do.
All right, so I motion to approve this policy.
How about the motion, Dan?
Okay, thanks, Dan. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Things that I suppose this was under correspondence, I apologize. Anne, you had friends of the Derby Public Library. You and I had talked earlier about a particular person who may be able to give me some resources. They did give me some. I apologize. Gave me some history. All checking accounts, any monies that were affiliated with the Friends of the Derby Public Library, have been closed and returned. What that means is that at some point, that would be me, would have to call the IRS and stay online for one day, probably, to clarify and confirm that we have a not-for-profit status.
Oh.
And if we really have a Derby Public Library, Friends of the Derby Public Library, not-for-profit, then I need to find some victims to make it effective.
Oh, really?
And it's hard. Friends are hard. I mean, I'd have to read the rules on how to do it. And they get trained. It's kind of like the board of library boards have training. There's associations, classes on how to be a board. And I would have to, if I'm successful in finding that not-for-profit status, then I'd have to find room for them I'd have to give them a computer and things, because it's not like when we were kids. No, we just get the books in the room. Well, if books are donated, they're going to have to weed them. We don't weed them. They weed them and throw them out or whatever. They also are looking at them to see if they have value and sell them on eBay or whatever. So there's a lot more to being a friend than it used to be.
Yeah, so, it was just a group then.
Just a group. Yeah. And then here's the other thing. I don't know that I have area for staging. Like, think about all those boxes of books that can come in. I don't know where to put them. So I'm not ready for friends. I don't know that I have the room in my little square area, but I think it's important. I have to investigate on this not-for-profit status. And the last thing I want to share with you is what I went to today. And it's something to think about, again, about life here in the library world and our own worlds. The Connecticut State Library Division of Library Development has a lot of things. I think we talked about it about when we were writing job descriptions, and we were talking about strategic plan. And they offer a lot of things to libraries and boards and friends of libraries. But today is a three-part workshop that I went to, and it's called Leading Your Library, the Importance of Foresight and Vision to Library Success. So you get homework. I have homework, not just you guys. And it's, you know, about what is it, what's important, why is it important? And one thing they asked us to do, my homework, was a futures thinking exercise. This is based off of, let me see if I can find it again. It's a long time that they've worked at the Connecticut. They are looking at, where is it? A vision. They're looking at a vision for resource sharing. We're a small state. Should be as independent as our municipalities were created? Should we share more resources, more than we're already doing? What does that look like? Does that include staff? How does that work? We are considering, you know, the transformative, what could be, the market, what is, and the fortress, what is worse. And we're looking at, and I can't think of the person who came up with those terms. They said it, but I didn't write down the word. But it's a way to think about life. And things that I am working on right now is, you know, if you could pose three questions to a clairvoyant, what would you ask? As a library, think about it as a library. In the best possible future, what would you hope to see happen? In the worst possible future, what are your greatest fears? This was an easy one. What pivotal events in the past few years have provided you with lessons for the future?
You.
And this is something we talk about a lot. And Sue and I have been noodling around this, and, you know, with the staff too. I said, I don't know that I really ever want to go back to in-person meetings. I kind of like this, not having to travel somewhere and losing half a day and being able to. We had the Connecticut Library Association last week, and everybody had sessions. They had the sessions, and in between sessions, they would have like an hour break for whatever. It was wonderful because I could jump on a session, come late to a session, or leave early for a session because I had an emergency, or, you know, a vendor was here, or whatever happened.
Right.
And you know, it's still participating and getting, you know, still listening to the state librarian give her keynote address, but it was so much better. But yeah, also you don't get to be with your buddies, but it was still a great idea. So what does that look like? Does that look like the pop-up libraries? As my vision, just so you know, a couple of things I'm thinking of, pop-up libraries, Storytime on the Gazebo. I would like on the south side of Main Street, in part of that footprint, that they give me room for a huge book vending machine that they have in China. Because if those are people commuting, they're not going to come up this road. I need to go to them. And that's really what we've learned. We need to go where they are. And I love a book vending machine. I don't think a Friends Bookstop is it anymore. I think it's a vending machine. And granted, when we went to China, they have their problems. Hopefully they figured them out. But it's no different. You put in your card, you get a book. like Redbox.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be one thing. Put it on the far east side of Derby somewhere. I don't know. You know, everyone puts up little libraries, but why can't we have a vending machine? But then my next question is, do we need books? I don't know. Interesting, you know, it really makes you think, you know, it's not like I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning anyway, but it makes you think about where do you really want your library to go? It's great. And this is kind of how the meeting was too. Everyone went, you could see all the world, the wheels turning and the smoke coming up, but it's important to be places like this. You know, I said that to Sue when I went and I said, I need a little mental stimulation. It was perfect. 60 other librarians, directors on there, little mental stimulation, finding out what they're doing. You know, how does the job require an MLS anymore? How do we compensate somebody who may have life experience? You know, just different things, you know? So you may be feeling it in the teacher world too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Different world, because it's all bets are off after this past year and a half, 2 years.
True.
Well, are kids even go to the library? If they need to know anything, they have it on their phone.
Well, you have to remember where we live.
Yeah, now, but there's a lot of kids who don't have a lot who still have a phone.
Yes, but right. who's still paying for it, and how is it going to get done, and if it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah, I just feel that it's sad because us old folks are getting pushed out.
Well, how does that look, you know?
Sad.
No. What major decisions
I'm looking at my machine before I call the library.
Yep.
You know, it's not that I don't want to call the library. It's just that I'm home. I'm comfortable. I'm not supposed to go out anyway. So, you know.
Yep. Just different things.
There's a lot of questions. What's coming?
What's coming?
Yeah.
Well, I remember a question. I mentioned a word or something to my grandson, and he said, "What's that?" And I said, he takes out his phone. I said, "No, put the phone. Go down the hallway and get out the dictionary." So that's the way it goes.
It is.
I'm trying to get rid of my encyclopedia. It's 1974.
No, throw it.
Nobody's
just throw it.
Just toss it. Just
take it to the dump. Just take it.
Oh, I hate to do that to books. Oh.
I know.
What about overseas? I'm not mailing it. It's too expensive to mail books.
Well, let's think about this. I mean, this is kind of a librarian thought, you know. If we have atlases, I hate to tell you, those countries moved a lot, and they're not the same borders and the same names.
That's right.
So they're really not. It's, you know, and truly, I don't stock medical anymore because it changes every year. Yeah. I don't have the money to stock medical.
Yeah. It's food for thought. That's for sure.
It's very thin. And I thought I'd share that with you, so you know that I'm not just doing budgets poorly, doing budgets poorly. But you know, I thought maybe you needed a little bit of inspiration to think about yourself.
That's true. Yeah.
Where you want to be? What are your fears? You know, what do you want to accomplish? Because it's right now. You know, the next 6 months, we can really design our own lives.
My biggest fear is people not coming to the library, as Barbie said, using their phones, using their laptops, you know, at home. But those that have them, you're not using the library, you know, for whatever reason. For what, Sky said in her essay, you know, what you can get at the library. And I don't think a lot of people realize what the library can offer. We should take her essay and ask her if we can publish it. Put it out there or something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that's my biggest fear, you know. And I and Nicole, you know, was, you know, with Molly, my granddaughter, she keeps on saying, "When can I go to the library?" And that's because of me. You know, I keep on saying, "Well, you know, when we can go, we'll go." But there are not a lot of people like that.
Mm-mm.
No, they'll say, "Go look it up." And when I was teaching, I used to tell the students, you know, everything you see on the internet is not actually fact. You gotta right. be able to research, but they don't understand that.
They don't want to do that.
No.
And they don't want to go any further. They'll just take somebody's word for whatever, you know, and they'll Skype it. Well, Skype says it's true. Well, you know, maybe, you know, Skype is prejudiced towards some things, but my biggest fear is they're not going to use the library. They'll, you know, I don't want to see the building just, you know, deteriorate. You know, we got a lot of books in there and stuff like this. And, you know, and of course the way society's going now, what book is banned, next book, you know, and stuff like this. You can't read this and you can't read that, you know, and then we have some books here that you're not supposed to read. I said, we're going to read them. Yeah, we're going to let Molly read them, you know. But that's one of my biggest fears.
And I think I can understand. And I think the fear that you're saying is true. And so my reaction is to say, well, we need to go to them to bring them in. And let's think about the building itself, okay? So we have major corporations in the world that are selling their real estate because they realize they don't need to be there either.
Right.
Yeah. So, but we have a building. So what does that do? Okay. Do you want to hear my real crazy off the wall? So once we really read the reference in the computer area again, I want to put the DVDs over there. Even more, I want to make the reading room a makerspace.
What space?
Oh.
A makerspace. Get it out of the cellar. Put it up here. Because honestly, how many computers do we really need? What are we really making? You know, we are different. You got to think of, okay, so we're not books, but what are we?
Right. Right.
Are we the community house? So what does it mean? So, you know, you got to think of what you're going to put in it.
Right.
Well, I wanted to share that with you because these are the things that keep me up at night. And I welcome any ideas you have.
So now you're going to keep us up at night.
Yes, call me. Call me. I'm here.
Misery loves company.
But I think, you know, as you're on the beach or doing whatever, you know, like really what, I think it's important for ourselves too. You know, where do I want to be in the next 6 months?
Yeah.
You know, what does it mean for me now that COVID is ending? You know, how does that work? And then I'm thinking, you know, so I think of myself as well, but I'm also thinking here, well, what does that really look like? And I start having wild ideas and people look at me and I'm like, think about it.
Think about it. That's right.
Think about it. Because one of the staff members, you know, when I told them where, I don't know if you haven't been in yet, but where the DVDs are, they're like, I don't know what you were talking about. And so when they all got on the shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, this makes so much sense. I'm like, I know it does. Cause it's right there. It's instant market. It's, you know, first impulse buying right there. And then when, you know, they said, oh, like we're going to other libraries, he goes, you know, you've got a real tough job because you only have a box. I'm like, I only have a box. What am I going to put in my box? And really, that's the answer of the next thing. What am I going to put in my box? And when I kept saying, I said, can we get more books out of here? Because I want to knock all down the things. I want to put this there. And they're like, ooh, I'm like, but after you start weeding, you're like, we don't need all the books.
That's right.
And what can we put there?
So. Yeah. At least 2 years ago, I was in Brantford Library, and they had that thing that makes things where you know, the printer.
And you know what? We have a MakerBot too. It's in the cellar. We have a green screen. We have two cameras. Yes,
that needs to be up where people know you have it.
Back to why I want to rearrange that whole room and get rid of the computers as they are and make them more mobile and... People can go sit in a chair in a corner and curl up, which is what children love to do with their feet up.
Yeah.
Now, another thought that I'm having about people not always coming into the library for books. I mean, it's so easy to order them, you know, on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I know my grandson is reading Bad Guys, the series, and also Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And he is so thrilled to actually own those those books. I mean, he asked for them as gifts, you know, and so he has his own little bookshelf and everything. And he's just so ecstatically proud of it too. He even said, no, this is my own, my own personal library. These are all my books. And I said, wow, that's exciting. He said, I know. You know, so that's
until you're 70.
Yeah, right.
Till you're 70, then you have too many books.
My son keeps threatening, keeps offering a dumpster.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, I just wanted to share that with you. I know I hope I didn't take too much of your time, and I know you're all volunteers, and I appreciate that. But I thought it was an interesting thing to start thinking about for yourselves and for
exciting.
Us as you know.
Yeah, it's exciting, thought-provoking.
It is very thought-provoking, and sometimes I don't know, we're in the mud, and sometimes you're like, I just need to get out of the mud for a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't shop. We can't go to the library. There's nothing left for us.
Right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. And thank you very much for all your approvals and your patience with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for all that you do, Nicole. Yep. We say it every week.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I will.
Second?
I will. Anne.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Thank you, everyone. We'll let you know.
Hang on 1 second. We